from the end of yesterday. We were talking at the end of yesterday's daf, and Harold noted that the numbers didn't quite seem to add up. I realized our mistake. We forgot year one. That was why. The Gemara at the end of yesterday's daf said you end up with 369 years for Shiloh if you take the 480 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim and you add up all the numbers that we give for 7 years of Kibush and 7 years of Chiluk and the years in Nov and Givon. We ended up saying there are 369 years for Shiloh, and the question was, well, it really seems like there are 370, and the answer is because we forgot the first year, which was pre-Mishkan. So I gave you across the top the official count for 480 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have 1 year before the Mishkan, 39 years of Mishkan itself, that makes 40, 14 years in Gilgal, that makes 54, and then 369 of Shiloh, which is more math. You have 423, and then 57 at Ovan Givon gives you 480. So we do end up with a complete number. That takes us to the fifth line on Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph 119a. Bo Lenov the Givon. And the Gemara asks, Minahani Mili, Rashi explains what we're asking about. Minahani Mili Shaya Heter Labamos Achar Kedushas Shilo Mishacharva. How do you know that Bamos became permitted, that Bamos became permitted after Shiloh, when Shiloh was destroyed? And I brought you a chart there on the sheet that may be helpful for this. The Menucha Nachla parts we haven't gotten to yet, but in terms of the status of things at Nov and Givon, we're going to see four different opinions. Everybody is going to believe that Bamos are permitted at Nov and Givon. So actually, just to make sure that this is clear, you have Mishkan in the Midbar, then you have Gilgal, you're 14 years in Gilgal, then you have Shiloh, that's the period of 369 years. Then you have Nov and Givon. Nov first. Nov is destroyed in the year that Shmuel dies. Then you have Givon after that. I don't remember the official count on the number of years in Givon. We didn't actually break it down yesterday in the Gemara. And then you have finally the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. But that's your progress. So we know that the Bamos are mutter before the Mishkan. During the Mishkan's time in the Midbar, the Bamos are off limits. And then after that, you have Gilgal and Bamos are permitted. Shiloh, Bamos are off limits. And then you have Nov and Givon, when Bamos are permitted until the building of the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara asks, Menahani Mili, how do you know that post Shiloh, Bamos are all right? Yes.
Sir. I mean, almost the entire time in Nov. Like 14, I mean, almost the entire time in Nov. Because it comes backwards, because 4 years of Shlomo.
Yeah. Plus seven. You mean the 57 years?
Oh, sorry, 57. Yeah. Sorry, I was confusing with Gilgal. Sorry.
Yeah. We know when the breakpoint is. The breakpoint is when Shmuel dies. So you can do the math to figure it out. And it does come out, I think the majority is actually Givon. I think the majority ends up being Givon because of David's 40, most of that is post.
Yeah.
Most of David's 40 is post Shmuel. So that's why it's not a huge majority, but I think it is a majority for Givon. So how do I know that Bamos are actually mutter post Shiloh? That's my question. The Tanur Rabbanan, we get a brisa six lines down. Torah says, Kilo vasem arata el hamenucha vel anachala. Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael, we've gone over this pasuk quite a few times already, you haven't yet come to the menucha and nachala, the places where you will have a fixed location and you don't use bamos. So el hamenucha, zu Shiloh. Menucha is a reference to Shiloh, and nachala, zo Yerushalayim. Nachala refers to Yerushalayim. In those places, bamos are off limits. Elsewhere, when you don't have Shiloh, when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Bamos are permitted. Lama Chilkan, and why does the Torah divide up El HaMenucha ve'El HaNachala? It suggests, K'dei Litein Heter Bein Zela Zeh, so that you'll have a permitted time for Bamos in between. Rashi explains, the Hakra beheter Bamos of the Gilgal Mishtoi, because that Pasuk is talking about how Bamos will be permitted when you first enter Eretz Yisrael and you're in Gilgal. When Moshe says, you're not going to be able to reach the Beis HaMikdash so easily, you won't yet have arrived at Menucha and Nachala, Bamos will be permitted in when you first arrive. Uka'amar, and what he's saying is, Ad Masayani Omer Lachem Ish Kalaya Sharbeinav, how long will I say to you, how long do I say to you, that you can do as is fit, you can bring your Yesharos on a Bama? Kilavasa Marata, you haven't yet arrived at, Avalo Misha Basin, but not once you arrive at Menucha and Nachala. The Ein Heter Bingzu Lazu, if there was no period when Bamos would be permitted, between Menucha and Nachla, between Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash, lo havale lemichta vele Menucha. It should have just said Menucha and left it at that, the place of rest. Umidichsiv Nachla, from the fact that it also says Nachla, shmamina dachi ka'amar lehu, we see that this is what he's saying. Achar kedushas ha-Menucha, tachzu leheter ha-Rishon, ad boachem ela Nachla. After Menucha, it will be permitted, Bamos will be alright, until you get to Nachla. So Rashi here seems to say it's because you have two different words, Menucha and Nachla. We'll see in the Gemara, it's also the division of it, Ela Menucha ve'el Hanachala, that gives us this this take. Okay. Amale Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan. So Reish Lakish first asks Rav Yochanan, Ihachi, the Bach throws in the words Ihachi, if this is really true, if so, Meiser Sheni Nami Lisni. If it's true that Kedushas Shiloh is nullified post Shiloh, then you should also mention Meiser Sheni, that you should be able to eat Meiser Sheni anywhere. You're allowing Bamos, Meiser Sheni should also be edible anywhere. Amar Lei, to which he replied, not necessarily. Meiser Shum Shum Me Aron Kayalfi. We learned the laws of Meiser Sheni based on the Aron with a hekesh of the word Shum. Rashi explains, Va'achaltem Shum, you shall eat the Meiser Sheni there, in Yerushalayim. Inami alternatively gives you another pasuk, Va'achalta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha B'makom Asher Yivchar L'Shaken Shemo Shum, you shall eat in the place where Hashem is manifest. U'ba'aron Ksiv V'nasata Shum Es Ha'aron. The word Shum is used for, well, I don't know if it's a Hekesh or Gzera Shava, it's not really clear. We already have seen the differences between the two. But he says, back in the Gemara, Kevan de Aron Lohava, since you don't have an Aron there, as we saw yesterday, that all through Novan Givon the Aron is elsewhere, the Meiser Nami Lohavoi, you also didn't have Meiser Sheni. Now what it means when we say you don't have Meiser Sheni means Meiser Sheni is not consumed there, but it's Necha B'chol Makom. You can eat it anywhere. Rashi will say that. Tosfos is going to challenge that a little bit. But the idea is Meiser Sheni is anywhere. So what he's actually saying is Meiser Sheni is not restricted to the place of the Mishkan. Meiser Sheni can be consumed anywhere. That's his statement. Iachi, if so, Pesach v'kodshim nami, desham sham me aron yalfi, dekeven da aron lohava, inu nami lohavu. We should say the same thing regarding the Korban Pesach. We should say the same thing regarding other chavos, hakavu alem zman, different karbanos. We should make the same statement that these karbanos could be done anywhere. The Amar Lei, da Amar lo hamani, Rabbi Shimoni, to which the response is, you know who the author here is? Rabbi Shimoni. It's Rabbi Shimon speaking. Sorry. Yes, this is Rabbi Yochanan speaking back, that's correct. This is Reish Lakish now. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who gave us the Shum Shum answer, and Reish Lakish is now pushing him further. The Reish Lakish is saying to him, we should do the same thing for Pesach V'Kodshim, and Rabbi Yochanan now replies, Hamani, who is the author of the view that says that Meiser Sheni could be eaten anywhere? Rabbi Shimoni. That's Rabbi Shimon. Da'amar aft sibur lo hikrivu ala Pesach v'chobos ha-kavu ala emzman. The view of Rabbi Shimon is that even on the Bamas Tzibur, you're only bringing the carbon Pesach at that stage, as well as obligations that have a fixed time. That's all that's happening at Nov V'Givon. Avachavos she'en kavu alehem zman, hachavachalo kariv, other obligations aren't being brought at all. Meiser Behema Chovos Shein Kavulam Zmanu. So he says Meiser Behema is an obligation that does not have a fixed time, and therefore it's not being brought in the days of No Vegivon. The Iskish Meiser Dagan La Meiser Behema, and we link Meiser of grain, and specifically Meiser Sheni, to Meiser Behema. So the upshot of his reply is you're not doing Meiser Behema during No Vegivon. Therefore, you're not doing Meiser Sheni during Nov V'Givon. That's a really remarkable statement, and I have to qualify that. He doesn't mean you're not doing Meiser Sheni at all. What he really means is you're not doing Meiser Sheni at Nov V'Givon. And that's Rashi explicitly. And Tosfos walks you through it and says, well, wait a minute. If it's a Hekesh, it's a Hekesh. But whatever it is, you should really be linking them entirely. But he concludes it's not so. Tosfos, it's that long Tosfos, Bolanova Givon. In the middle there, he discusses it. He says, you can't say that. What we're saying is they're linked partially. They're not linked fully. It's not a full Hekesh. No Maisa Behema anywhere. Meiser Sheni could be done anywhere, just not at Nova Givon. The only purpose of the linkage of Meiser Sheni and Meiser Behema is to say Nova and Givon don't have special status for it. That's all he's saying. So that's all we have there. To which the Gemara says, well, wait a minute, that's only within Rabbi Shimon. That's within Rabbi Shimon, who says you're not doing Meiser Behema and Nova and Givon. What are you about if you're Rabbi Yehuda, and you believe that we are doing Meiser Behema and Nova and Givon? So what's the law for Meiser Sheni? Michlal to Rabbi Yehuda Karev. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Meiser Behema is done in Nova and Givon, and therefore Meiser Sheni is as well? In, yes, that's true. The Amar Rav Adar Ramasna, as Rav Adar Ramasna said, Meiser Sheni u Meiser Behema ne'acholon b'novah givon l'divrei Rabbi Yehuda. You in fact do have them in Novah givon specifically. To which the Gemara says, v'haboi bira, that doesn't mean you need beer, this is not a Purim daf. V'haboi bira, you require the structure like the Beis HaMikdash, as Rashi says, d'chsiv l'fnei Hashem alokeichem. Does Novah givon have that status of bira? V'lav Tani Rabbi Yosef, Shosh Biros Hein Shilo V'Nova Givon Ubeis Olamim, to which the answer is yes, it does. We learned there are three times that you have the status of Bira. Shilo is one. Nova and Givon count together, Rashi says. Chada Chashivla is the second one. And the Beis HaMikdash counts as the third. Gilgal does not. But Shilo, Nova and Givon, and the Beis HaMikdash do. So, who tani lava, who amar lalachilas meiser sheni valiba de Rabbi Yehuda? He says, that's exactly the point. As far as what do we say, it's called bira? As far as eating meiser sheni in Novan Givon, that's exactly where it has practical applications. If you ever wanted to know why Rav Yosef said this is called Bira, he was actually talking about our question, the status of Meiser Sheni. So the upshot of this is that it's true that the Kedusha of Shiloh is gone, and you can have in Novan Givon, you're able to have Bamos. Meiser Sheni may be consumed anywhere, Bechol Arei Yisrael, like we already saw the other day. It's not limited to Novan Givon. It's like Meiser Behema. There's no Meiser Behema at Novan Givon according to Rabbi Shimon. And Meiser Sheni can go anywhere. However, Rabbi Yehuda will argue no. Rabbi Yehuda will argue they're bringing Meiser Behema to Novan Givon, and they're bringing Meiser Sheni to Novan Givon as well. That's the conclusion of that discussion. We did not mention Bikurim. Tosfos mentions the Bikurim and gets into a lot of trouble. So I thought I would steer clear. But if you take a look at Tosfos' bow, and you go to the bottom of the thin lines, the last thin line, Ve'im Telmar, he brings you the discussion about what about Bikurim. And it's very interesting. If you want, I can give you some Mar Makomos on it. It's not a simple discussion. But they ask that question of what do we do with Bikurim. Yes?
The problem is because of this Aaron or no Aaron. If we need Aaron to be national Elohim or not, that's the problem. No, Rabbi Yehuda said we don't need Aaron to be national Elohim.
Right, well, that certainly fits into the way we presented it here. That was Rashi's line about Bira being the Fnei Hashem Elohim.
That one is Chashuv, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Bo Yerushalayim. We said in the Mishnah they arrive in Yerushalayim. At that point, Bamos are off limits. So Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says, we now need to break down that pasuk. I jumped the gun a little bit in springing the chart on you, but the pasuk says, Kilavasem Arati Ala Menucha Ve'Ala Nachala. We're going to have four different explanations of what qualifies as Menucha and what qualifies as Nachala. The first view, Menucha zo Shiloh. Menucha, the resting place, that's Shiloh. Nachla zo Yerushalayim. Nachla is a reference to Yerushalayim. How do I know that? So he says, Va'omer, you have psukim that say, Haisali Nachalasi ka'aryeh bayar. My Nachla, a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, was like an aryeh bayar, like a lion in the wild. That's not a positive reference. From Yirmiyah, Va'omer, and another pasuk, Ha'ayit tzavua Nachalasi. The ayat is this bird of prey. Upon my nachala, nachala being the Beis HaMikdash, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Menucha is Shiloh, Nachla is Yerushalayim, which is what we always thought. It's the other three views that are going to be surprising. Sorry? Rashi does not comment on Rabbi Yehuda yet. He's coming on the next one.
I'm saying that's the way Rashi understood it.
Oh, understood Menucha Nachla originally. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's certainly the standard approach, for reasons we'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Menucha Zu Yerushalayim. Nachla Zushilo. He says it's the opposite order. Out of chronological order, as the Gemara will note, Menucha is actually Beis HaMikdash. Nachla is Shiloh. Va'omer, and he says, look at the Psukim, Zos Menuchasi Ade Ad Poe Shev Ki Ivisiha. That's clearly a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem says, that's where I will dwell, that's what I've longed for, and it says Menucha. Va'omer, Ki Bachar Hashem B'tzion Yivah L'moshavlo. Hashem has chosen Tzion, he has desired it for a Moshav, which doesn't actually use the word Menucha, but the Moshav is a place to rest. So that's the view of Rabbi Shimon. We have two views so far. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Bishlam alamanda amar menucha zu shilo. It's fine if you say that menucha is shilo. Hainu dichsiv el ha menucha ve'el ha nachala. So, I'm sorry? The in order, yeah. El menucha ve'el nachala, we're good. El amanda amar menucha zu Yerushalayim nachla zu shilo. But if menucha is Yerushalayim and nachla is shilo, el nachala ve'el menucha mi'bayile. You're out of order. It's out of chronological order. So he says, Ha'achi ki amar. No, because you have to remember what Moshe was saying to the Jews. You do it this way. When you get there, you do it that way. Today, you have not yet reached menucha and nachala. So he's saying, lo mi'bayile menucha de lo matisu. Don't even ask about menucha. You haven't arrived there. Beis HaMikdash. You haven't even arrived at Shiloh. That's the way to look at the line. Now we get the remaining two views. Tana Deve Rabbi Shmuel, Zu Vizu Shiloh. He says both Menucha and Nachla refer to Shiloh, and Rashi explains why that's important. Vafilu Hachi Yesh Heter Basra, and yet Bamos are going to be permitted post Shiloh. He says the initial Kedusha does not last. The initial Kedusha is Shiloh. And Rabbi Shmuel is even going to believe that there's going to be a possibility of Bamos post Beis Hamikdash. The classic from Edyos that you can bring Karbanos in Beis Chonio nowadays. We say that to Rabbi Shmuel. So Rashi says, Rabbi Shmuel, who says that both are referenced to Shiloh, does not mean to tell me, and there are no Bamos after Shiloh. That there still is, just like there is post-Beis HaMikdash, according to Rabbi Yishmael. There's only one problem with that line. Tosfos points it out. Tosfos Zubazu Shiloh. He says it's the wrong Rabbi Yishmael. The one who says that there are Bamos post-Beis HaMikdash is actually Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi. The one who says here that Zubazu Shiloh is Rabbi Yishmael Ben Elisha. Which Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha is a good question, because Tosfos and Yavamos says there are as many as three Rabbi Shmuel ben Elishas. But we know it's not Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. So this is not so clear-cut what Rashi was doing here. Oh, he tells you who's having the machlokes. Yeah, who's having the machlokes over there. Take a look at Tosfos Zubazu Shiloh. It's not a long Tosfos. But that's just worth noting there. But that's the third view, is that they're both a reference to Shiloh. And then finally, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer Zubazu Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says both Menucha and Nachla are references to Yerushalayim. And Rashi says, and therefore, Vachi Banabayis Lo Nesra Bamos. Bamos would actually be permitted the entire time until the Beis HaMikdash is built, including in Shiloh. That's the application of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's view. The Taras HaKodesh wants to know if they're really both Shiloh. If you take the view of Rabbi Yishmael that both are referenced to Shiloh, how do you know that Bamos are Usur during the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe Bamos are Mutter during the Beis HaMikdash. So his answer is that it's not that the Isser of Bamos is learned from the Pasuk. The Pasuk is an indicator of something. The fact that Bamos are Usser during Shiloh is because Shiloh has a certain permanence to it. Therefore, you can't just go use your own little mini Mizbeach in your backyard. That's the idea. So the permanence applies to the Beis HaMikdash also, whether the Pasuk describes it or not. So it's not that we're going to say that Bamos are mutter during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. No one is going to permit Bamos during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, regardless of what is meant by Menucha and Nachala. So I have four different views. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Four different approaches to what Menucha and Nachala are. Everybody agrees that Bamos are mutter at Nov and Givon. There's some debate, though, about Bamos post Beis HaMikdash that Rabbi Shmuel would permit, and whether Bamos are mutter during the period of Shiloh, which perhaps we would have a difference of opinion for Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Okay. Bishlamalamanda Amar Menuchazu Shilo Nachlazo Yushalayim. We're now getting to our second objection. Our first objection was chronological order. Our second objection is, if you tell me that Menuchaz Shilo Nachlaz Yushalayim, Inami Ipcha, or you take the reverse view, but the point is one and one is the other, Hainu Dirse, Ve'ala Menucha, Ve'ala Nachala. That's why you break down the pasuk the way you do. You have Menucha and you have Nachla, two different entities. Elamanda Amar Zubazu Shilo, Zubazo Yushalayim, but if they're both the single place, Menucha Nachla Mibayile, or Menucha Ve'nachla Mibayile. That was the point I made on Rashi earlier. The Ve'el in between isn't necessary. See, yeah, Kasha. Okay, it's not a big deal. Yeah, we can live with that, but it's a problem, you're right. Third challenge. Bishlam alamanda amar zubazu shilo. You're fine if you say that both are referenced to shilo. So, menucha denachomi kibush. I get it, he says. Shilo is called menucha because you rest from conquest. It's after the 14 years of conquest and division. Nachala, I also get the palguas of nachalos because that's where they divide up the land. That makes sense. Dichsiv, vaychalek lahem Yahushua vayapelem goral b'shilo api Hashem. If you note in the margin, that's not quite the pasuk. Again, we've done this to say for Yahushua. I don't know what our issue is with Yahushua these days. But Vayashlech Lem Yahushua Goral B'Shilo Lefnei Hashem is the Pasuk. So he says if you take Shilo as Menucha and Nachala, you can understand that Menucha and Nachala fit with Shilo. El amanda amar zu v'zu Yerushalayim, but if they're both Yerushalayim, Bishlam and Nachala Nachlas Olamim. So he says Nachala can be the Beis Hamikdash. That's your internal portion. Ela Menucha, my Menucha. But what Menucha is there in Yerushalayim? Menuchas Aron, Menucha of the Aron. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Vayihi kenoach ha'aron. It was when the aron rested. Where is that pasuk? So Rashi, once again, chipastiv v'lo mitzasiv, the top Rashi. He says, I can't find that pasuk either. Ve'eino b'ksuvim yeshli mikra acher b'divrei hayamim, but I have in divrei hayamim. B'shlomo kum Hashem l'nuchacha, right? Like we say, kum Hashem l'nuchasecha also. Atav aron uzecha. In the margin, they tell you have another pasuk in Tehillim, in Tehillim kuf lamed beis. You also find Tosfos brings you another selection of psukim regarding the Aron resting, and it's Noach Aron. That's what we're talking about. Uvenucho Yomar. We have various psukim for this.
Why is the Kasha only? Why your time is Menucha only in Zub Zub? Why can't we ask it earlier? You had a machloek. What was Menucha and what was Nachla?
Right. So you could have asked it within the earlier view also.
The more answer that each one had a pasuk to tell you what it is.
So why don't we just rely on that one?
On the psukim. What do you?
In other words, Zos Menuchasi Adayad Po'eshiv Ki Visia should have satisfied us that Yerushalayim is Menucha. So I think he accepted that. I think we're only challenging the ones for which we didn't bring Psukim earlier. The Psukim we brought earlier proved that Menucha could be Yerushalayim.
So we're okay with that, right?
Yes, we're okay with Menucha as Yerushalayim. The Gemara doesn't. No, the Gemara is fine with that. The Gemara's challenge is only if Nachla is Yerushalayim.
Menucha Aron. You want to be Menucha Aron? That's the reason. Looking for something with Aaron.
No. Oh, I see what you're asking. One second. If you're going to tell me Zuvazu Yerushalayim, then why do you need to say...
What? The question you're asking me is Zuvazu, you could have asked earlier, and you didn't ask it.
But he explained...
So why didn't you ask it?
Because he explained it here about
the Zuvazu. No, you're right.
Why didn't you ask it the first time, but you relied on the pasuk? Mm-hmm.
No, so I'll tell you, no, it's a good question, but I think the answer is because when you tell me that Menucha is one and Nachla is the other, so I could say Menucha means you established a Beis HaMikdash, but if Menucha and Nachla are both Yerushalayim, then I need to understand that they refer to different aspects of the structure, otherwise I don't need two different words. So therefore I need a better understanding of the Pasuk, correct. So Nachla, you can tell me this is Nachla's Olamim, that's having a site, then Menucha must be something unique, and that's the Aron. Once I say Menucha is Beis Hamikdash, then and that's the only term, then I'm free to say Menucha refers to any aspect. But I think the good question. I think that's the answer. So the Gemara has a fourth challenge. Bishlam alaman damar zuvazo Yerushalayim. If you say they're both Yerushalayim, good. Aval Shilo havasharya bamos. Your idea is that in Shilo bamos were permitted, right? Right, Manoach, the famous Manoach. By Shimshon, right? By Shimshon's father. So he brings this gift to the Malach, apparently, or in honor of the Malach, whatever that means. It's his own discussion. So he does that on this rock. It's a bama. So that's okay if bamas are permitted during Shiloh. We know he's in the days of Shiloh that we're aware of. But if the reference is to Shiloh, and Bamas are also in Shiloh, and not just Zuvazu Shiloh, but it's the other views as well, then what do you mean he's doing this? So the answer is Harasha, Isa. It's Harasha. That's the answer. By the way, the Dam Zavachim points out, even if Bamas are Mutter, you have this question, because he brings a Mincha, and we say Ein Mincha Babama. So they're also going to have to answer Harasha. Sorry? It's right there. You just read it. Eskadiel, he's in Ves HaMincha. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael Bar Yochai, Damar Zu V'Zu Yerushalayim. In fact, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, they followed Rabbi Yishmael Bar Yochai. They're both Yerushalayim, even though Rabbi Yishmael himself had disagreed and said they're both Shiloh. The Simanech, we saw this earlier in the Masechta as well, Mashchei Gavra LeGavri. The Gavra drew the Gavri. The one drew the many, meaning Rabbi Yishmael Bar Yochai drew the Talmidim of Rabbi Yishmael to his side. Okay. Good. There's a great discussion in Shem Mishmuel. I'll just refer you to it without going through it now because we're going to lose time otherwise. But in Re'ei, Taf Reish Ayin, he talks about the question of how it could be possible that Shiloh has greater Kedusha than the Beis HaMikdash. Because in the Shiloh, you can eat, we said yesterday, B'chol HaRoah, wherever you can see Shiloh. Beis HaMikdash, you can only eat it within the designated site. So why is it that Shiloh has greater Kedusha? If there's time at the end, I'll come back to it and I'll explain. But it's very interesting.
That's a cool one.
Now, this is going to be after your time. You're going to be a minion.
That you're
more makel. Maybe.
Far further away, right?
Maybe. It sounds like the Kedusha can spread more, but you're right. That could be an approach. Okay. Kol HaKadshim. The Mishnah said that if you are makdish in the time when bamos are permitted, and you're makriv, you bring the carbon in the time when bamos are usur, there's no kares. Right? That was our statement. So Amar Rav Kahana says, Lo shanu ela b'shchita. That is specifically regarding shchita that's true. Aval b'ha'Allah, however, if you actually bring it up on a mizbeach outside, when bamos are usur, kares nami mechayiv, there's kares as well. My time, why? Da'amar krav alehem tomar. We saw these psukim last week. The Torah mentions first the laws of shchut echut, shechting outside. Then it says va'alehem tomar. And then it brings us ha'ala b'chutz. So we extend the kares that's mentioned by shchut echutz to ha'ala b'chutz with va'alehem tomar ala smuchin tomar. You shall say this regarding that which is afterwards. He's taking va'alehem tomar to bin, and upon them you will say. And the same challenge we brought last week, we bring this week. Maskiyufla, it's 2 weeks ago already, wow. Maskiyufla Rabba, Rabba challenges, Miksiv Valehem Tomar, does it say, and upon them? Alehem with an Aleph Ksiv, and to them you will say, to the Jews. It isn't, you can't bridge that. So last week we answered that by saying, it's Vav Mosif Alinyan Rishon. It's really the Vav. But here he has another challenge. Ve'od, and further, Tanya, I have a Brisa, which says, Arba Klalos Hayer Rabbi Shimon Omer Bekachim. Rabbi Shimon had four general principles which he stated regarding Karbanos, and I brought you here as a table, on the sheet. If you're makdish when bamos are aser, and you bring it up outside on a bubble when bamos are aser, harein ba'aseh v'lo sa'aseh v'yesh ben kariz, you win the jackpot. Aseh, lo sa'aseh, kariz, the whole thing. Higdishan b'sh'as heter bamos, if you're makdish when bamos are mutter, v'shachat v'he'ela b'sh'as isra bamos, and you shecht and you're male when bamos are aser, harein ba'aseh v'lo sa'aseh v'ein ben kariz, that's the one that's germane for us. You're makdish when they're permitted, and then you shecht and bring when they're prohibited. It says there is no kares, just asay and lo sasay. That's the challenge to what we just said, but we have to conclude the brisa. Higdishan b'sh'as isra bamos v'shachat v'hela b'chutz b'sh'as heder bamos. What if you're makdish when bamos are aser, and then you shecht and bring it when bamos are mutter? Harei hein ba'asay v'ein ben lo sasay. So that is just the mitzvah asay of bring it in the mikdash. And finally, Higdishan b'sh'as heter abamos v'shachat v'hela b'sh'as heter abamos. If you designate and dedicate and shecht and male when bamos are mutter, pater miklum. You're entirely pater. Tosis wants to know why you said pater miklum. That's a good thing. right? You did everything at the time of Heter Bamos. What do you mean Potter Mikum? That's Mutter. So the so we end up saying in the Taras HaKodesh gets involved, it's because of an Ola that you bring on a Bama Kitana. Which really you're not supposed to do. It's supposed to be inside the Beis HaMikdash. That's his case. But the Gemara's point is that Rabbi Shimon explicitly says that if you were Makdish at the time when Bamos were Mutter, and you Shecht and Mala outside at the time when Bamos are Aser, there is no Kares. Rav Kahana, how could you tell me that there would be? You're an Amora. So the Gemara's answer is, you're right. Tiyufta de Rav Kahana, Tiyufta. You're right, cancel Rav Kahana. Okay, fine. The Mishnah then listed a whole bunch of practices that don't apply on Bamos, and we now need to deduce them from Psukim. Ve'ilu kachim v'chulei. The difference is between a Bamas Yachid and a Bamas Tzibur. So, smicha, leaning on the karban, dichsiv, lifnei Hashem, v'samach. You shall do your smicha in front of Hashem. So that's only in front of Hashem. Shchitas tzafon, shechting in the north, dichsiv, tzafon lifnei Hashem. Matno saviv, you have the dam on the four corners of the mizbeach by putting it on two corners and it goes around on all four corners. Dichsiv, vizarak, we have vizarak ala mizbeach saviv in the Shita Mekubetzes, he gives you vizarak as hadam ala mizbeach saviv. So it's on hamizbeach saviv. The Mizbeach. Correct. It has to be. The Mizbeach is one way to take it. Rashi gives you a different pasuk. V'zaka kohenes adam al Mizbach Hashem. Pesach olam... is that the one I wanted? Hang on. No, that's not the one I wanted. Al Mizbeach Saviv, he says, V'seifei dekra asher Pesach olam moed, is the point. That's a pasuk that says asher Pesach olam moed. Tenufa, picking up the carbon... They're waving it around. Dichsiv einif hakohen lifnei Hashem. Hagasha. Dichsiv igisha el hamizbeach. As Rashi explains, the akrevo sal lifnei Hashem is his addition for hagasha, and that's the pasuk we use to teach in general about hagasha, about bringing things over to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Rabbi Yuda Omer ein mincha b'bama. The Rabbi Yuda says there is no such thing as a mincha on the bama. So Amar of Sheshet, Rav Sheshet says, L'divrei ha'omer yesh mincha b'bama, yesh ofos b'bama. L'divrei omer ein mincha b'bama, ein ofos b'bama. Either you have both birds and menachos, or you have neither. Why? Because the exclusion came from the word zivcheihem. They're going to say zivachim here. We saw zivcheihem last time round. But zivachim, the Torah says, below menachos. So zivachim means things you shecht. Therefore it's not a mincha, but also zivachim below ofos. That also means not birds, because birds are malika. So therefore, the exclusion of one excludes the other. The Kohen, I know you don't need a Kohen on a Bama either. Dichsiv v'zarak ha-Kohen. The Pasuk says the Kohen does the Zerika, and Rashi concludes, Es hadam al mizbach Hashem, Pesach al moed. So it's only there, mizbach Hashem, Pesach al moed, that you need a Kohen. Big day shares, because the Pasuk says, L'shares ba-Kodesh, to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Ukli shares, also, Asher yishar subam ba-Kodesh, you serve with them in the Kodesh. So the Taras HaKodesh asks, why do I need a Pasuk for Big Day Shares? A Kohen without Begadim is out of uniform, he's just a non-Kohen. That's all he is. He's a non-Kohen. Once you know you don't need Kohenim, you know you don't need Big Day Kahuna. So the Taras HaKodesh answers, I might have thought it was a mitzvah l'chadchila. That's his answer. But I have another answer. The Dam Zivachim is going to ask in the next couple of lines, we're going to go in, you don't need to wash your hands when you go into the Beis HaMikdash, because the Pasuk says, I would have thought you that you would need to wash, because the Pasuk says, Lo Luzaroach Harav, that all descendant Kohanim are going to have to wash their hands before they go in to do an Avodah. That's what he says. I need a pasuk to teach me washing isn't necessary, because I know that Kohanim do have to wash before doing avodah, and I might have thought that even though in general you don't need to wash your hands for a bama, maybe if a Kohen were to do avodah on the bama, he personally would be obligated to wash his hands as a descendant of Aharon. So I'll answer then for Big Day Kahuna also. Maybe that's why I need a pasuk to exclude Big Day Kahuna, even though I'm already excluding the need for Kohanim, to say that if a Kohen does this, he doesn't need Big Day Kahuna. I might have thought a Kohen person would have a personal obligation, because the Big Day Kahuna are passed through the Kohanim. We're told, put it on Aaron, Aaron puts it on his kids, and then when Aaron loses his position, they're given to Elazar. So maybe that's why I would have thought Big Day Kahuna would be needed. In any case, that's just a side note. These psukim exclude the need for Big day shareis as well as clay shareis. The Gemara continues. L'reach nicholach. Reach nicholach is not required. We learn from reach nicholach that you can't cook it before it goes on the mizbeach. So he says that's only by the Beis Hamikdash. Tichsev l'reach nicholach l'Hashem. Mechitza bedamim or lidamim. The fact that you have blood that goes on the lower part versus blood that goes on the upper part of the mizbeach. Dichsev v'isa reshes ad chatzi hamizbeach. The half of the mizbeach. So there Rashi said hamizbeach. That's the special mizbeach. Richutz yadayim, washing of the hands that I already referred you to. Dichsev uvekarvasam ala mizbeach yuchatzu. They shall wash when they get to the mizbeach. Now, the next eight lines, we go over to the margin. And the addition of the Shita Mekubetzes, which seems to be the addition that Rashi had as well. It's in the fine print, I apologize, but it reads much smoother, and that's what Rashi did, so I like it. Tzarech Lomar, you see that in the margin? Lo shanu ala bekadshe b'magdola. This is now picking up on Rami Bar Chama. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, Lo shanu, we didn't learn this split of the upper and lower. Ela bekadshe b'magdola v'ikrivu b'magdola. That's talking about where you dedicate a carbon to be brought on the big bama, meaning bama sibur, and you actually brought it there. Avo bekadshe b'magitana v'karvinu b'magdola. But if you dedicated it for the small bama, and then you ended up bringing it on the big bama, ein chitzui. You don't have to divide between blood above and blood below. So in other words, the dedication is what matters. If I dedicate it with the small bama in mind, we follow the rules of a small bama. To which Masiv Rabba challenges it and says, what are you talking about? We learn Chazav Ashok, the gift to the Kohen. Utrumas Lachme Toda, picking up the Lachme Toda. Noagin Babama Gedolave, Noagin Babama Katana. It depends on your physical location. Are you in the big bama or are you in the small bama? It has nothing to do with what you had in mind when you dedicated it. Did you intend it for the small bama or not? So he says, Ema, say it as Noagin Bekadshe Bamagadola. They Noagin Bekadshe Bamagatana. I will rewrite your source, Rabbah, to say it's about the kachin that were dedicated for one or the kachin that were dedicated for the other. That's one version of Rami Bar Chama. Ika di Amri, alternatively, Ama Rami Bar Chama. Lo shanu ela bizman bama gedola. Ava bizman bama ketana, ava gav de karvinu bama gedola ein chitzui. He says it's about the timing. Meaning, if you dedicate it at the time when bamos, ketanos, are permitted, then even if you bring it on a bama gedola, you don't divide between blood above and blood below. That's the idea. It's only if you dedicate it at a time when you can't use a bama ketana that you have to divide it up. So it's contingent on the time, Rami Bar Chama says. And again, the same challenge. Masiv Rabba challenges and says, but we learn Chazav Ashok Trumas Lach Meitoda, and by extension, all other karbat issues. Noagin Babama Gedolave, Noagin Babama Ketana. It's not dependent on time, it's dependent on physical location. That's all it depends on. So Ema, so again, he says, I will rewrite your source. Noagin Bizman Gedolave, Noagin Bizman Ketana. It's about the time, it's not about the physical location. So what we end up with is that is two challenges. Rami Bar Chama either saying that it's dependent on what you had in mind when you dedicated it, or saying it's dependent on what the time was when you dedicated it. Back in our Gemara now, one line up from the bottom, the middle of the line, of Pliga de Rabbi Elazar. This disagrees, either version of it, disagrees with Rabbi Elazar. The Amar Rabbi Elazar says, Olas Bamas Yachid, if you had an Ola that was dedicated for a private Bama, Sheikh Nisa Bifnim, and then you brought it into the Beis Hamikdash, Rashi says on the top of the next page where the Rashi is printed, after you did the shechita outside, you then brought it into the Beis Hamikdash, kaltua mechitzos lechol davar. It now becomes part of Beis Hamikdash property. The Beis Hamikdash accepts it for all matters, and the laws will be the laws of the Bama Gedola. So what he is saying is, you bring it inside, you follow the rules of a Bama Gedola. I don't care whether you dedicated it when Bamos Ketanos were permitted. I don't care whether you dedicated it with intent to bring it on a Bama Ketana. You bring it into the Beis Hamikdash, you follow the rules of the Bama Gedola, like Rabba's challenge against Rami Bar Chama. He says, well, follow the rules inside. It is about place, correct. I don't care what time it was, I don't care what your goal was, where are you bringing it, those are the rules you follow, the house rules.